What's going on, guys? It's your host, Anthony Newton, and you're on Woke with Anthony. And today I have a very special guest. She's sort of going to give us a viewpoint that, you know, most people don't know until you've been in like a serious car accident or, you know, you're going through some kind of legal thing. And so I really wanted you guys to sort of, you know, just get this perspective and this view. And I know you guys are going to love her. She's sort of like me, perky, upbeat, and beautiful. Guys, welcome my guest, Michaela Valentine.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Perfect. Okay.
Awesome. How are you doing today?
I am good. How are you? How have you been? It's been so long.
Oh, I know. Yeah, just, I guess sort of everybody in our age range just grinding it out, you know, just doing this and that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. How's it been with you?
Everything is good. I mean, this whole corona thing is a little different, but I've been working throughout the whole time, so it's been good.
Yeah, that's been pretty perfect. You know, like, for the most part, like, you know, in my little circle, you know, everybody seems to be doing okay. So, that's at least good, you know, because this stuff's sort of thrown a wrench in, like, everybody's plans.
Oh, my goodness, for sure.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I definitely wanted to have you on because you sort of like you give sort of like a perspective that like I just don't think many people know about, like me included. And that's just because, I mean, I feel like, you know, if you haven't really had like a, you know, like a big incident occur, you know, like where you needed to, you know, contact a lawyer or thing like that, you just don't know about it. So I really wanted to sort of get you on and, you know, just to explain to some of the audience, you know, how it works when, you know, like you're in an accident and, you know, just sort of everything you and your office do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, something that nobody ever wants to go through were the people that we hope you not to call. But if the time does come, if you or you know somebody who's just recently gotten into a car accident, good to call somebody who actually cares about their clients. So we are, I work for Lifer Law Firm, and we are a small boutique personal injury firm based out of Boca Raton. And then we kind of cover all throughout Florida. So basically, you get into a car accident, you go to the hospital via ambulance, you go to an urgent care, you decide not to go to the doctor, and then you see that you have like symptoms a day or two later, 3 days later, 4 days later. So you call. You call a personal injury attorney, and then what we do a little intake or retainer that's sent over to you. Then we send out a letter of representation to the at-fault party's insurance company. And then that being said, now we refer you out to go see a specialty doctor. So we refer you out to a chiropractor first. And then, and for instance, we work with ABBA, Dr. ABBA, who I know is just recently on your podcast.
Nice, for sure, for sure. Love him.
Yeah, so we send out to a chiropractor. One of my biggest parts of my job is building relationships with local chiropractors. So that way, whatever's easier for the client. I don't want somebody going out of their way. So I try to get something on the way, like to or from work or home. So they go to the chiropractor, and then based on what the chiropractor says, you might have to go to see them like two or three times a week for up to 6 weeks. Could be longer, could be whatever. So we definitely work with some of the best top doctors around, chiropractors. We work with great MRI centers. We work with orthopedic surgeons. So my big job is to maintain those relationships and meet new people as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And so as far as, you did like a really good job explaining that, as far as just like, you know, say, you know, I'm just like, you know, Joe Schmo over here and, you know, I get in an accident and I sort of like, you know, and I like hurt my back And, you know, I've seen those, like, commercials, you know, where it's just like, oh, you know, call so-and-so, you know, and I just, like, but I have no clue, like, where to start. I don't have the numbers. Like, how do you guys, like, help out with that? Like, just, like, so people, you know more about this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so there's no doubt that there's personal injury attorneys all over, and we see it on TV. We see it on the commercials and the radio commercials, regular commercials, on the buses. There's definitely plenty around. The billboards, those are the top dogs. Those are, these people are getting cases from all over, and those are the people that aren't really handling the cases with much care. I would always recommend going to somebody who's a boutique firm just because they actually care. Like at Lifer Law Firm, you have access to my boss, Corey Lifer, at all times. We definitely try to do our best as far as marketing and advertising goes. So I know we have TV commercials. We are on bus shelters, bus stops, the back of buses. And then I just kind of do a lot of grassroots marketing as well. So I just kind of get the word out there. You know, I post a lot on my Facebook. I post a lot on my Instagram. Just like important information, stuff that we do, ways to contact us. You can reach us 24/7. So when we're not in the office, we have a answering service that does all the calls for us when we're not in here. But then as far as I know, like anybody who knows me or whatever, I have my work phone is on me 24/7, and I will answer at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, God forbid somebody needs it.
Yeah, that's super awesome. And just like talking about ABBA, we sort of cross paths a little bit, and it's just like, it's so refreshing, or it's so reaffirming or refreshing. I guess it's so refreshing to sort of hear just like the whole like perspective on, you know, because of the big companies don't take care of, like, you know, clients or anyone as they should, because of, you know, it's sort of like a McDonald's, you know, you just don't really care. So just like getting local businesses, you know, on here has been like such a like main goal of mine, because it seems like, you know, the commercials, they're out there everywhere. So that's sort of where people go, but not knowing that, you know, like that you guys are actually, even though you're a little bit smaller, you're still like, I mean, that relationship between you and the consumer is actually, you know, the most important. And I believe if people actually understood that and people like knew what was going on, they would start to go to some of the smaller, you know, local businesses.
Absolutely. I mean, definitely, I like your correlation to the whole McDonald's thing. You know what I mean? You go to McDonald's and you're just another number in their book. You're just another order to them. But when you go to the small mom and pop burger joint restaurant, they actually take their time and they care and they make things with love and they make sure you leave happy. And that's something that we like to do here. Obviously, any type of accident, car accident, we do slip and fall cases, we do dog bites, any of the things that like any of those situations, it's a sucky situation. It's awful. It's very stressful. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to react. So that's kind of like, you hire us and we kind of take care of that. And we just let you get the treatment that you need with the best doctors around town.
Awesome. Awesome. And so, you now, are you the person who, like, I guess it's sort of like in the middle, like consulting with, the person in the accident and the doctors? Are you the one who does all of that?
So my job is a little different. I kind of get spread out into a couple different things. I am a little bit of, like, I would say like a medical liaison. So I do call the doctors that I have connections with, and I'll make sure that they call the patient and get an appointment set up. I follow up with the patients to make sure that they're going to appointments. Just as far as that goes. And then we try to stay connected with everything. We like to be in the loop. Like, when we know when they're going out to get an MRI, we know when we're referring them out to see an orthopedic surgeon. We know if they're going to get surgery or not. And then right after situations like that, we definitely like to call the clients and just check in on them and see how they're doing, how they're feeling, like how their recovery is going.
Okay. Awesome. Now I know you say you were sort of in like a marketing role, and, you know, for the most part, you know, like I guess I do a little bit of marketing, I guess you could say, but it's mostly like organic stuff. So how does that go with the way you guys work in the community? Because I know you guys, you know, you do a lot of that stuff. And I even see, you know, sometimes on Facebook and Instagram, you know, you guys going out in the community. Like, how has that, you know, sort of helped you and just your business?
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe, like, in almost every profession that you're in, you do a little bit of marketing and sales. You have to sell people on your personality. You have to sell people on your skills. When I started my job here, so I've been here a little over, almost a year and a half now. And the first thing I wanted to do when I started was get involved with the Chambers of Commerce. And I don't know about you, but when I first started, I didn't really know what that meant. I was like, what is that? Am I going to sit in a room with a bunch of, like, people? Like, I didn't even know. It was something that was putting me a little, like, out of my comfort zone. So I joined both the Delray and the Boca Chamber of Commerce, and then I joined a lead group within that. So anybody in whatever your profession is can join the Chamber of Commerce. And then a lead group is going to be a smaller group of these people, and it's category specific. So, for example, I would be the only personal injury attorney that's allowed in there. There could be one real estate person, one chiropractor, one construction worker, one financial advisor, stuff like that. So the goal for that is to get leads back and forth. So if you know people who need a roofer, and I have a roofer in my leads group, I'll give them that lead, boom, they take it, and vice versa. So we help each other out in a smaller, like a smaller setting, I guess.
Now, have you ever heard of like a workspace?
Yeah, I guess it would be like that. So yeah, it's just basically bounce leads off of each other back and forth to help each other get the business.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I actually love those places. I've gotten like so many just like consulting gigs and everything just mm-hmm. from that alone. I worked at the Chamber of Commerce, but like at this point, I think I was like 15 or 16 for Lake Worth, and I just didn't really know what went on. I sort of did like office work, and you know, like we helped get like the Reggae Fest and everything set up. I don't really know what goes on in the Chamber of Commerce, to be honest. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So like I said, I was in both Boca and Delray Chambers. I decided to take a step away from the Boca Chamber. It is the largest chamber in South Florida, I believe. It's combined Boca and Boynton combined. So even their monthly breakfast, there'd be like 300 people out of breakfast 7:30 in the morning. It was a lot of bigger corporations, bigger businesses, and I just felt like I wasn't connecting enough. So I decided to focus more of my attention to Delray, because Delray is where I live. Delray is, I feel like it's my home almost. So I focused on Delray. There are a lot of smaller businesses, a lot of mom and pop shops. So it's pretty much like almost everybody who owns or runs a business in Delray will be a part of the chamber. And if you guys are not a part of the Chamber of Commerce, you should totally join, because it helps so much. So in the leads group there, I just recently became an ambassador for the chamber. So my job right now with that is to get more people to join and kind of help them, steer them in the right direction when they join, encourage them to go to the events. So we have, obviously not with Corona, but when things are back to normal, we have contacts and cocktails, which is a happy hour. We have bagels and business. It's like a little breakfast thing before work. And then your goal is you bring your business cards, you go make connections, and then you work on these connections constantly. And then these people almost become your friends. And then people want to do business with their friends. So that's kind of how that is. And it's literally been so lucrative to me. It's been so amazing for the business. It's awesome.
Awesome. Now, you know, with that, so like, you know, I'm sort of getting excited, you know, like it kind of, like opened up like my networking brain. And so like for the people that you're reaching out to in Delray, like, you know, if you could just say like, you know, like, hey, this is why you should join, you know, like what are the benefits that you know that you've seen, or, you know, that they can get out of this.
So you get exposure. So you're in the chamber, the magazine. You're in Atlantic Ave magazine. You get constant exposure. There's events and stuff that'll pop up in Delray where you can sponsor them. So we did one. It was the Spring Expo last year, and I had a table set up with my with all my Life for a Law Firm swag, like information about the practice. Boom, boom, boom. Open to the public. Everybody could come in. Great exposure. The connections that you make are insane. Like, I can't even begin. I know people that are top dogs at police stations, fire chiefs, the mayor, just, like, it is insane. Like, the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, like, I deal with on a regular basis. And it's just options, opportunities, just doors that you can go through, like, for a future or whatever, recommendations. It's literally amazing.
That's super awesome. And, like, I feel like I'm going to be at this next meeting. Like, and be like, hey.
Oh, absolutely.
No, but
the networking is key.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And I, like, you know, and a lot of people, I feel like they give me crap about just like talking to everybody, but you can learn so much from people. And like, to be honest, like, networking is how I get like all of my consulting gigs, and you know, even how I meet people like you that want to, like, they're trying to get information out there, but they don't know how to. And, you know, so like, I give them like, you know, it's platform to sort of come on the podcast. So, you know, like, and I've talked to so many different people, and it's so awesome. Now, like, Delray is actually, it's starting to get like packed. It's like, it seems like it's like becoming like the new Boca. Like how have you seen it change? Like, you know, in the past couple of years.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they refer to Delray as kind of the new Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
But my mom is actually from Delray. My mom went to the old Atlantic High School, and then I did like swimming lessons and everything at Aqua Crest, which is right on the Delray Boynton border.
Yeah. Right, so there on Woolbright and Federal. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been in and out of Delray basically my whole life. And then right after high school, probably when I was, right when I was 18, I started working in Delray, a couple restaurants. And then I moved to Delray officially like 6 years ago. It is just insanely busy. Like, the season will go from, it's usually right around like October to Mother's Day or Easter is like when the season is. And then there's no parking. You can't go sit at your favorite restaurant, Atlantic Ave, without a reservation. It's insane. And then you kind of see it become return to like its own like sleepy little beach town during the summer, but it's still busy.
Yeah, it's been like, you know, and every time like Fallon and, you know, them, they're always like down, you know, I feel like they're sort of avved out by now. But, you know, like, the Ave has like been just like gaining so much traction. And, you know, but even like different workspaces, like the Capital One Cafe right there. And
yeah,
and just like downtown, you know, I'm always there, like, as far as like meetings go, you know, for the most part, everybody's just like, oh, yeah, let's meet on the Ave, you know. And I, you know, I get down there and it's just like, oh, my gosh, like, where's the parking? And so like, and I don't want to park in like a sketchy place, you know, because like, that's me, so I end up paying like $20 to park for no reason. And
I know, it is so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's incredible.
But they're just building and building and building, and it's just gonna get busier and busier, which is good. I mean, more people into the town does more business to other local places, so it's amazing.
100%, and I feel like you know, we're like in the minority when it comes to that, because like, you know, there's so many like friends and family who's trying to, you know, they're trying to get out because so many people are coming here. But then like on the other end of that spectrum, you know, I do so much work in the marketing world and, you know, the PR world. And so, like, whenever I hear, like, new businesses opening up and more people, I'm like, yes. Because now, like, you know, I usually do most of my work in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. So, you know, like, whether it's, you know, car shows or jewelry shows or whatever. And so I love the fact that it's sort of, you know, like coming up a little bit so I don't have to take that, you know, hour drive every time.
Oh, yeah, the commute does not sound fun. But, I mean, more businesses, it's more resources for us. It's more people to hear us, more connections to be made.
For sure, for sure. And I think it's sort of different, you know, like for people, like when you just like, you know, you just work and you want to go home and, you know, like you just want to go to work and come home without any traffic. Like, you know, like I sort of get it in that way, but, you know, like I'm hustling all the time. So I just like, I don't know that life and I don't like that life. You know, I'd rather like, whenever like, you know, traffic obviously sucks, you know, but like, whenever I'm in traffic, I just feel like I'm doing some shit.
Yeah, right? You're on your way to the next adventure.
Oh, man. Oh, so, you know, like, what's your goal as far as, like working with this company? Because I know it's opened up so many doors for you. Now, like, like, long-term, like, how do you plan, you know, how do you plan to use, like, this information and the things that you're doing now?
Well, I definitely, like, my 5-year plan, I would love to still be working where I'm at. I love the company that I work for, and it's really easy to sell the company and sell the boss if you love them. You know what I mean?
For
really
sure.
Easy. So I don't plan on making any major changes. I want to continue to open up as many doors as possible. I want to continue getting some more experience under my belt. I mean, by no means did I ever think I would be in the legal field at all, but since COVID and stuff, I've been kind of more hands-on in the office than I have been before. So I'm learning a lot of new stuff, a lot of legal assistance stuff. Like, I'm helping do things that I didn't even know I was capable of doing. I like to try to learn as much information as possible. I'm in the process of, like, becoming a notary of the public. Like,
oh, nice. That's so awesome.
Taking advantage of all the opportunities.
That's so amazing. I'm so happy for you because, like, you know, and most of the time, you know, like certain things that we set out to do, you know, it just like everything gets so mixed and intertwined and you're just like, no, I can never see myself doing that. And then you like figure out what it is and you go, oh, I guess I'm doing that already. All right. You know, like, let's move forward. And that's been like, oh my gosh, that's been like the biggest thing for, you know, for me. And a lot of people think, you know, like, oh, you know, like you can just do one thing or a couple things. But like, you know, there's so many different new things. Like the more technology increases, like the more different things sort of open up. And I really like, I really love in like the direction we're sort of moving in for sure.
Yeah, I think since COVID and everything has started, it's definitely put things into a different perspective. You know, I think a lot of bosses are now realizing that people can work from home and be productive. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's going to change the business a little bit for commercial real estate, because I feel like office spaces aren't going to be really needed that much longer anymore.
Yeah, like, to
so
be honest,
that's wild to think about.
I know, like, to be honest, it's been like, you know, because they were, it seemed like, but like when everything started, like nobody knew anything. They knew you could probably do it, but they weren't really sure. And, you know, now it's just like, it was school remotely, you know, and people were working remotely. So now it's just like, you know, they're going to think about it like more, they're going to think about it harder and they're going to say, huh, like, you know, maybe we can, you know, like, and people are going to start saving money because you can just do business right from home. Mm-hmm. And it just makes like, it makes more sense in the long run for sure.
Definitely an interesting world that we're going to see open up. And I mean, just as far as my job goes, like a lot of my job is spent out in the field. A lot of it is going to visit the doctors. A lot of it's going to do a lot of my grassroots marketing. And like, there'd be like one of the MRI companies, they always throw awesome like happy hour parties. So like there'd be 300, 400 people there. That's not happening anytime soon. Like, it is insane.
Oh gosh, I know. And that sucks because I freaking, I love those.
I know.
Oh man. But before we, you know, before we sort of, you know, end it or get going, you know, let the audience know, like, where they can find you and also, like, the company, because I know you do a lot of that stuff, and, you know, just repeat the company's name and where they can find you.
For sure. I just want to touch base on one more thing really quick.
Okay, for sure.
Aside from the Chambers of Commerce, I also do a lot of other community work. So I am on the board for the Delray Beach Rotary Club. And if you don't know what that is, Rotary Club is an international service organization. And then each town, each city has their own club. So the own club in the city kind of focuses directly on the city. But we also do projects globally as well. So for Delray, we do a lot of stuff. We participate in Love Delray. We participate in the Miracle League. We just handed out $10,000 scholarships to Atlantic High seniors. We just raised $11,000 for Cross Ministries to help feed the hungry during this pandemic. We just donated over 100 lunches to Delray Medical Center, and then we donated dinner to the police officers. So we're very active in the community, and it is such an amazing organization. Also great for networking. Also great resume builder. It's amazing. I just joined the Delray Beach Elk Lodge, which is more so for social, but it's another great service organization. We do a lot of work with the Wayne Barton Center in Boca Raton. We do a lot of work with the Achievement Centers for Children and Families in Delray, and that's just for underprivileged youth. So, I mean, helping the community is amazing, and people love to work with people who love people. So I'm going to leave it at that.
100. That gave me chills so much because, like, you know, like, that's what I'm all about. And I really hope that the next time, you know, just like count me in, like, for whatever, like, whatever you guys are doing, you know, however I can help, like, whether that's through donation or, you know, getting the information out there or, you know, like, however I can help, like, I'm definitely willing to do that. You know, like, especially, you know, through the podcast, through social media, you know, because, like, that's what I'm all about. You know, I don't really, you know, I could really care less about, you know, the money, because, like, helping people is something that just, like I love, you know, and it drives, like, pretty much every move I make. So, anything,
so rewarding.
100%. So anything, just let me know and, you know, I'm there.
Absolutely. I totally appreciate that.
No problem at all. Now getting to where can they find you? Where they can they find the company and, you know, all the awesome things that you guys have going on?
So obviously my name is Michaela Valentine. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. The company I work for is called Lifer Law Firm. Our website is www.injuryfirmnow.com. You can ask or whatever, any questions directly on the site. And then our numbers and everything's right on there. We also have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, too. So please add us.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, before we go, I want, like, what's one thing that you, like, just, like, one thing out of everything we talked about that you want the audience to for sure know about and, like, just something for them to take away?
I would say all the community outreach and all that stuff, the last thing I think I left it on with is people like to work with people who love people. And I think that is the biggest takeaway from it all. Get yourself out there. Get yourself known. Brand yourself. Become part of your community. Do that. It'll help yourself mentally. It'll help yourself with your career. It'll help yourself in all aspects of life.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. Awesome. I really appreciate you coming on and just giving us all of this knowledge, dropping this knowledge straight on our head, you know, taking it back to the Mean Crew days.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I know, man. But, Michaela, it's been such a pleasure having you on, and I really appreciate it. And, you know, you guys keep doing everything. You know, for sure, contact me, please, about, you know, everything you guys are doing in the community and like when you need help and stuff like that, because like I'm there.
Absolutely, I will. I post it on Facebook often, so I'll make sure you see it. Thank awesome. You so much for having me. I hope I get to see you soon in person. I can't believe our 10-year reunion's coming up.
I know. Don't say that on the podcast.
I know. I mean, what, we've known each other for like 15 years now.
Oh, God. It's been, yeah, it's been probably about that.
Probably longer than that.
I know. Dang, that's, that means we're getting old.
I know.
Oh, appreciate it, Michaela.
Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
That was Michaela Valentine, guys. I know you appreciated all the information like I did. And, you know, for more, you can go get at her at Michaela Valentine on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And the law firm is Lifer Law Firm. So, you know, if you do need help, they're the ones to call. You know, this is not about, oh, you know, how much money they're going to get. You know, they're all about people loving people. And that's something I respect. And that's something that I hope to emulate and everything in between. Guys, I know you really appreciate it, guys. And once again, thank you for tuning into my podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Newton. You're on Woke with Anthony, and I'm out.